Well, the question might arise in your mind, where does this navigation message come from and the information embedded therein? It comes from what is known as the control segment. There are three segments in the GPS system: the user segment, the control segment, and the space segment. The space segment is obviously the satellites themselves, the user segment are all of us with our GPS receivers, and the control segment, here's a slide that shows you the expanded control segment that is currently operational. It's a good thing that we have the control segment a little bit modernized from what it once was. We'll talk more about that in the future. But here we have the stations, some of them monitor stations, and then some of them actually have upload capability as well. In general, what happens is this. The GPS satellites are tracked by at least now two of these stations simultaneously all the time. Now, by tracking them, they are able to do several things. For example, since these stations are at known positions on the surface of the Earth, they are able to collect the signals from the satellites and know how much they have been delayed or attenuated by the atmosphere, for example. They are also able to track them and determine their path in their orbit. From this, they can calculate the ephemeris. Also, they are able to compare the signal coming from the satellite with their atomic clock that is right there at the monitoring station. See the difference between the two, and then upload to the satellite a clock correction. Well, this is how they derive the information, at least, but in terms of the upload, all of the information from the tracking stations goes to that master control station in Colorado Springs at Schriever Air Force Base, where calculations are done in terms of all of these components that we've just seen are in the navigation message. Then those corrections go back to the upload stations and are uploaded back to the satellites. That's where the information that is in the navigation message comes from. It's the control stations in the control segment on the surface of the Earth comparing the received signal from the satellite with their satellite clock, with their atomic clock, and with their actual known position. This way, they can derive the corrections that go into the satellite's navigation message. When the receiver, the GPS receiver, collects that navigation message, it's able to do some of the corrections it needs to be able to derive a correct position on the surface of the Earth.